Watching the tall figure striding away, Valeria went back to her throne. Dava waited until he had left the side chamber.
I think he got your message, but I keep feeling that Zwilt the Shade would rather wage war on Redwall.
The Sable Queen produced a slim knife from the end of her snake fang necklace.
He would be dead and at Hell Gates before he could shout charge. One scratch from my little toy would see to that.
Carefully, she withdrew the knife from its slender crystal sheath, watching the drops of adder venom collecting at its needle tip. She smiled.
On the day that Zwilt is no longer useful to me, he will learn the real power of Valeria, the Sable Queen.
With their bonds and gags removed, the two little shrews were thrust roughly into the holding chamber. This was the largest of the subterranean caverns. It had an oaken door complete with a small grill aperture. As the guard bolted the door from outside, the younger shrew broke out crying again.
I want my daddy and my mama.
The older of the pair, a little shrew maid, hugged her brother, soothing him.
Hush, now, Borsi. Don't cry.
Aye, tell Borty to keep quiet or we'll all suffer.
Midda the shrew maid looked around to see who had spoken. The place was poorly lit by three guttering lanterns. She could see shapes of other creatures huddled around the walls in groups. The speaker was a young otter. He strolled through the gloom to her side.
I'm just warning you, miss. Keep the little fella quiet. Thripple take the lanterns away and we'll all be left in the dark. Even Borty makes a sound after that, we won't get any victuals. That scum's just looking for an excuse to punish us, so don't give him the chance.
Mither picked her little brother up, rocking him gently.
He'll drop off to sleep soon. We're both very tired. My name's Mither. We're Gowsome Shrews. Do you know what our name stands for?
The otter nodded.
Aye, Gorilla Union of Shrews in Mossflower. My name's Flando. Ain't got no kin. I'm from the Eastlands. We've got a few shrews in here. Maybe you might know some of them, Mither.
The shrew maid peered into the shadowy interior.
Maybe I might, Flando. But who's Twip?
A gaunt squirrel maid appeared at her side.
Here, let me take the little un. You look about ready to drop. Sit down here and try to get some rest. I'm Tura.
Mither was grateful to Tura, who laid Borty down on a pile of rags and dry grass. They sat beside each other, with Flando squatting before them. He kept his voice to a low murmur.
You'll soon find out about Thwip. He's a wicked old fox who's in charge of us. Him and his mate, Binta, she carries a cane and he uses a whip. Expect that's how he got his name. Don't do anything to anger either of them. They enjoy being cruel and tormenting us. Best thing to do is just be quiet and do as they tell you.
Mither leaned back against the rock wall. She felt bone-weary.
I'll do as I'm told, but the first chance I get, me and Borty are going to escape.
Tura grasped Midda's paw tightly.
That's foolish talk, friend. Have you heard of the Ravagers, a big vermin mob? The one called Zwilt is their commander. No beast can run from them. Escape. Do you know where you are? None of us do. Even if you did get out of here, where would you run to, eh?